I would like to introduce now the what is often thought of as a culmination of the practice, which is awareness of awareness. So this would be shamatha without a sign. And the reason to, I think, introduce that now in the third practice is that, as with relativity theory, motion is noticed from a reference point, or you can only determine motion from a reference point. So if you are on an asteroid or riding an asteroid towards Earth, is the Earth approaching or are you approaching the Earth? You can't really say from your reference point, it looks like Earth is approaching you. But so you need some reference point to determine motion. And so what we're going to do is to really become familiar with total stillness so that when we do the final practice, then taking mind as the path, that we will really be able to see the difference between stillness and motion and be able to have a simultaneous experience of stillness and motion, or begin to approach that, or have an aspiration for that anyway. So with the taking the mind as the path, or aware, or I'm sorry, awareness of awareness, what we are doing is just stopping doing again, but stopping doing all mental activity and just resting in the nature of stillness and spaciousness of awareness itself. So it is just not being cognizant of anything at all, except resting in what is left over when you do that. And you are aware of the sheer luminosity and cognizance of awareness itself. So that is just going to be our object of shamatha, is this cognizance and luminosity of awareness itself, which is a spaciousness and a stillness that we are going to experience. And then, when again introspection alerts you that your mind has become dull, because our habit is because of the amount of constant stimulation that we have, whenever there is no stimulation and we are just resting in awareness itself, the mind can think that, well, there's nothing to do, so it's time to fall asleep or become drowsy. So what we are trying to do is to maintain this vividness of our awareness, and without giving it something to make it vivid, without focusing on an attractive or compelling object. So just recognizing the inherent or the nature of awareness itself, which is this non-conceptuality, luminosity, and bliss, which you may experience as well. So, yeah, let's just jump right into that. And again, the point is to, we are really still working in single-pointed, this stage of shamatha called single-pointed shamatha, meaning that we are trying, first of all, to recognize the difference between stillness and motion, and then later have a simultaneous experience of stillness and motion. So with this meditation of awareness, we are becoming very aware of the perspective of stillness. So you may have noticed that there were still thoughts arising in your mind, that you weren't able to just rest in cognizance and luminosity at this point, perhaps. So what is the approach then when you recognize that with introspection that a thought has arisen? What you do in the advice of Yamtang Rinpoche, one of the great teachers in our lineage, is that you simply note it. So just as like a thief who has appeared at the window of your house, you simply note it and you will, and hopefully then the thief will just withdraw because you have noticed it. And as His Holiness the Dalai Lama put it in a commentary on Dzogchen, he said that the conceptual or concepts that arise in the mind are not self-replicating. They require engagement. So as long as you don't engage a concept or a thought that arises, it is naturally going to dissolve. It will self-release. And so what we are doing with this practice of awareness is not engaging thoughts, but noting them as soon as they arise and then watching them disappear, self-release. So hopefully you get with this practice some sense of the stillness and spaciousness of awareness itself. And then that will really help with our next practice, taking the mind as the path.